Oh, yeah. Area 45 in the building. Chris Santiago, Chris Partee, filling in for the fellas tonight. Johnny and Creighton taking the evening off, man. They've deserved it. Shout out, fellas. All right, so we got some more MLB stuff we're going to get into here. And it's really interesting to me, this article, Chris, that you sent me from The Athletic. And it's something that's been talked about and even already tested for quite a few years as far as baseball goes in the minor leagues. And then it was tested in spring training this year. And that is Rob Manfred's, the MLB commissioner, his proposal to bring in the automatic ball strike challenge system. And it sounds like it's going to start and hit the majors next season. So I got this article here from The Athletic. One of the paragraphs, so it kind of breaks it down as to, I guess, the gist of what would happen here. Human umpires would still make the vast majority of ball strike calls, but teams would start each game with two challenges to the umpire's opinion. Umpires would then rely on technology, on the technology system that the league has tested for years in the minor leagues and in major league spring training this year. Teams retain the challenge if they get the call overturned. So we have challenges. We've had challenges in football for quite a while now, quite a number of years. Instant replay, all that good stuff. Basketball in recent years, as far as the NBA, they've added challenges to the game. Again, this is something that's been talked about for quite a while in terms of Major League Baseball, but it sounds like Rob Manfred is finally going to go ahead and hit that button and make this a go. Are you, Chris, are you in favor of this? Do you like this potential computer-based, you know, ball strike challenge system?
I am. Yeah, I am.
Really?
I am for the players to be able to challenge balls or strikes, yes, I am. And the reason is because some of these umpires, I mean.
Here we go, bashing the umpires.
No, they're bad. They're not good. I mean, true. And I get it. Each umpire has his own strike zone and whatever. Some of them are a little bit more hitter friendly. Some of them more pitcher friendly. I mean, whatever you want to call it. It's just that you got to call it how it is. Whether it's, if that's a ball on, let's say this team, you got to call it the same on the other team. You can't sit here and switch around when to call balls, when to call strikes.
Yeah.
And then it's just another thing. Just be more, basically what I just said, is just be more consistent.
Yeah.
Just be more consistent. So, yes, I'm for this. And if sometimes there's some of these players, let's see, we saw it with the Rays. Whenever I think the Rays were in town, one of the players from the Rays, he taps his head and the ump throws him out. But the reason why he threw him out is because, technically, when you tap your head, that means that you're challenging a strike zone.
Yeah.
So the ump kind of got his feelings hurt because, you know,
he let his ego and pride get in the way.
Exactly. So that's like, as long as the ump's ego and pride doesn't get in the way of this stuff, I definitely want this. I'm just tired of these guys just getting in the way of a good game, of a good pitcher, of a good, you know, just getting in the way of the game. That's basically. So I'm for it.
Well, somebody's not a fan of the umpires in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
I can't say that you're wrong. Now, I get that, you know, human error is a thing. But computers ain't always perfect. They're not. We see it all the time. Hell, I just had my laptop crash yesterday. And I spent yesterday and half of this morning trying to get that rectified. I have it here with me, but I mean, computers are not. I just think in society we've gone so heavy on. I mean, look at AI now, and what AI is just doing to the world. Really, I don't think it's great. I don't think it's great, but it just makes it. I just worry a little bit about this. In the fact that, or in the terms of Major League Baseball going towards leaning too heavily on computerized systems to get things right. I get that there's human error. And I understand umpires, I mean, referees of any sport. We see it all the time. We talk about it in football, basketball, baseball, whatever the case may be. But are the computers going to be that much better is what I think about. Like, are they going to have a higher success rate in terms of, you know, getting these, you know, balls and strikes right? That's what I worry about.
I think they'll be a little bit more consistent than what would
think so.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, especially when you know, hey, this is definitely not a strike. This is a ball, and you get to challenge it, and you're right. I feel like it's the ABS system is going to bring that a little bit more. It's going to show how bad these umpires have been.
So you talked about, you know, each ump, and everybody knows this.
Yeah.
Whatever, it doesn't matter what level you played baseball at or what level you love watching or have watched for years. Everyone knows that each ump is going to have pretty much their own strike zone. Is it going to be the same thing for these computers, or is there just finally going to be one strike zone like you talked about? Like, call it for each team the same way. Those are the things that, and I'm sure there are still a lot of bugs that they're working out. Manfred's team that's been working on this for years now. I'm sure there are still some bugs that need to be worked out from even from going back just to this year's spring training. There's got to be some bugs that are going to be worked out. That's what I worry about, because here's the thing. People are still going to complain.
Oh, of course.
And when I say people, I mean us too. We're still going to complain. That wasn't a strike. This damn computer ain't got a call right all night. We're still going to complain about it. Players are still going to complain about it. I don't think this is just going to suddenly fix the problem 100%. Now, we're not always looking for 100% with something like this as far as the success rate. You want it to be better than it's been. So if it improves by 5%, then that would be a win, right?
I mean, you'd call that a little success,
right?
A little successful.
My thing is, again, like I said, this is really this whole system here, this thing with Manfred that he's implementing or going to implement. Because looking at the article in The Athletic, it sounds like this is going to happen. Like, it's pretty much official without being official yet, but it sounds like it's going to happen next season as far as the majors go. This is going to happen. It doesn't matter what any team thinks, any owner, any manager. Been voted on, whatever the process has been. We're going to see this. You know, I really am interested to see how this goes, especially getting off the ground, because, you know, anytime there's a new rule or, you know, just a new or even like a variation of a rule, there's going to be like
some hiccups, like something like,
yeah, that. Exactly. I'm looking for the word there. Thank you. Like hiccups or a learning curve, I guess.
Yeah.
As to, you know, I guess when to challenge, when not to challenge. That'll be interesting. We've seen it in basketball. I still don't agree with basketball coaches in the NBA using challenges in the first quarter or second. I'm like, you get one. Like, the game is early in the game, right? Is that possession really that important right there? That's what I always look at.
And of course, I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that factor in with this new the ABS challenge system.
Of course.
Because, I mean, like you said, do you want to use it early? Do you want to save it for late? Are you sure you even think that? I mean, it's just, there's going to be a lot of like learning curve. So
yeah,
I'm excited to see how it's used. I mean, we've seen it with the minors, and clearly, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's been pretty successful down there.
Yeah.
So if it works up here, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Cause like I said, I'm probably not the only one, but a lot of these umpires, man, it's an ump show and they love to show that.
So is that the main thing for you, that a lot of the umps and, you know, even referees in other sports, but we'll stick to baseball here. Is that a big part of it for you, that a lot of the umps think the game, or it feels like they think the game is about them?
Yeah.
And they try to, it does feel like they try to show either players or managers up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they don't get the best of them, you're out.
You throw them out. and honestly, and that's what bothers me the most. It's just like, I didn't come here to watch you. I paid money to watch the player, the star, the guy that's up there trying to either hit a home run, get on base, do whatever you can. And, you know, but to me, that's the issue. It's the umps. They just They do too much.
Show me the person that bought a ticket to watch the Umps. I'll show you a jackass. Every time. I will. No one's buying a ticket to any game for the umpires, referees, theatrics. No. I get it. They don't get any... Referees and umpires, they never get any credit. I understand. It really, when you hear the term thankless job, that might be one of the most thankless jobs in sports, is being an umpire. Probably even more so than, you know, some referees in other sports. That position specifically, you get no... There's no flowers for umpires.
Well, I mean...
It just isn't.
I'm sorry, but some of them don't deserve any. I'm sorry, they don't.
I mean, but with umpires and refs, you're never going to remember, be like, oh, that was a great call last night. You're going to be like, that was an awful call. Like, I mean, they could have a million great calls in a row where they don't miss, but that one where they do is the one that you're going to remember.
I mean, I guess unless it, you know, propels your team, you know, in game 7 of the World Series to win a championship. Other than that, yeah, you're probably not going to remember too many.
Yeah, unless you're like Chiefs calls. Fans or something like that. Then
a who?
Like if you're Chiefs fans? If you're like a Chiefs fan, then you don't think there's anything wrong with the refs.
Oh, my goodness. Up here bashing Ron, man. I didn't say it, Ron. That's all I'm saying.
He knows it, too.
Of course he does. I get it. Like I said, this is really, really interesting to me. And this is something that we're definitely going to have to keep our eye on moving forward. So before we hit the break here in a couple minutes, there was something that you, Chris, you pointed out to me earlier. And it's about All-Star voting. We're already at that time of year.
Sure.
All-Star voting. Talking about what Astros or how many Astros are in the running to make the team this year. So we'll get to that on the other side.